This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Continuing with the somewhat unintended theme of the program today, which is kind of dense economic topics, output gap, anybody? We are going to spend some time today and tomorrow on the dollar. Our dollar, yes, but also in a way, it's the world's dollar, too. It's the global reserve currency. Most other central banks hold dollars in their reserves. It is the world's most traded currency all by itself. And lots of other things are traded in it, too. Oil, for instance, is denominated in dollars. And during the pandemic, the dollar has been hitting some highs and some lows. So today, what that means for consumers and companies, and we're going to start small.
I like to order special gummy bears from Germany.
Look, we've all got our things, right? That's Tariq Hussan. He's an associate professor of economics at Boston University.
The pack I like basically now costs me 10% more than it did in April. So those gummy bears now cost me $24 rather than $21.
They're pricier because right now the dollar is weaker than it was back in the spring. So it doesn't stretch quite as far as it did back then. $1, in other words, can't buy as many euros as it did a couple of months ago. There's another way to think about that. And yes, $3 for the professor isn't that much money, but there is a lesson here for the global economy.
The same thing that's happening to my gummy bears is now happening to all goods that are imported to the U.S.
So a weaker dollar means U.S. consumers and importers are going to pay more for stuff they buy from overseas. But that's actually helpful if you're an American company selling your stuff overseas.
So U.S. exporters now are more competitive abroad because, for example, Europeans will now find U.S.-produced goods a bit cheaper than they used to be.
The same way a dollar can buy fewer euros right now, a euro can buy more dollars. Now, why a dollar's value changes? Well, that'll be tomorrow.